closely, you must cut your ego's desires and you must do a limit for your ego, ego's desires. If you are leaving your ego, your nefesh, you can't find any limit for its desires. So that always occupying you and making you is a slave. No time for your Lord's services, for your Lord's worshiping. Therefore, we must do a limit for our nafs, for his desires. And we are living in a time and in a place that everything urging our egos to ask more and more. Unlimited desires. Firstly, we must stop it. You must say, that is your limit for eating, for drinking, for dressing, for working, because whole books coming by divine orders to make for sons of Adam limits. And it is well known as halal and haram. Allah Almighty putting limits. Don't pass over. And that is limit. Because when you are not putting that hindrance, must go on. And whole Sharia, that it is for whole people, for every sons of Adam, they have responsibility on that Sharia for keeping. If not making a limit, then it is dangerous and terrible. Therefore Allah Almighty knows our egos and their desires perfectly. You know, first step is to know that limits. Don't leave your ego asking from you everything without limit. Now we are in holy month fasting. That fasting teaching us how we can be able to make a limit for our ego's desires. Therefore, it is most important worshiping. Without that worshiping, impossible. Without fasting, you can't stand in front of your ego and to address him, to order him, do this, leave that. If you can't do that, you are weak. And your ego riding on you and leading you everywhere that he asks you. And it is dangerous and terrible. Therefore, fasting is the main gate for every worship. Because it is useless to do worship and you can't be able to stand in front of your ego and order. To oppose your ego. And Allah Almighty making for His servants, when we are moving towards Him, when servants asking their Lord and going to His Divinely Presence, moving, He also making His Divinely Will to approach from His servants. When you are putting one step, He orders for your target to come nearer 10 steps. Sometimes our goal or target coming too near, we can take it if we can move one more step. But our ego, our nefesh, cut in our way. When it cuts our way, then we are finding ourselves horrible. By means of small things, we are not taking care, but giving us too much harm, making us as the first step, falling down. Therefore, every believer, every Muslim, mu'min, must know when he is moving towards his Lord, there are 4 enemies around himself to making him to turn from his way. If he asking to step one step, 100 of Satan's coming to prevent you from stepping. And if you refusing them and stepping one step, then attacking on you 1,000 to take your feet back. to say, you bet. You can't do this without our Lord's power. Therefore we are saying, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. We are saying, O our Lord, we can't turn from that way to your good path without your power, without your will. O our Lord, give us from your divine powers to be firm our feet on your path. These days and nights coming every year once, and just it is going to be ended. It is, they are the days of Ghanima, Ghanima. Days of treasures. Precious? Precious days. And also the opening days of divinely mercy oceans, mostly. And our Lord waiting from us more and more to ask from His divinely mercies and powers, and more divinely supports for ourselves. You must ask. Particularly the third part of Holy Ramadan, that it is going to be in that night, the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. Particularly to look after that night, who has been given to find that night, that is our goal through our lives, to find that appearance in that holy night. Allah Almighty making him in his divinely protection, and who find the night of power, he has been granted by his Lord endless mercy oceans and endless favors, and he is protected. The prophets, they are innocents who found the night of power going to be in such a attribute, to be protected. Who has been protected by divinely favors, impossible for Satan to come and to take him out from our Lord's protection. We must try. We are so weak people in our faith to find. But we are asking, yet we are asking from our Lord to give us from that nice barakah, that barakah gives us also protection forever. And ask from your Lord forgiveness. We are in need for every worshipping. We are in need to ask forgiveness. And we are saying,
Astaghfirullah, 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 Astaghfirullah.
Thanking and praising, endless praisings for our Lord Almighty, that He gave us strong and real beliefs in Him, and asking from His endless favors to make our faith more stronger, and saying
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, wa shukru lillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
Thank you.